Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Joining us next segment. He did a FOIA request. He's being harassed by Justin Trudeau, the guy that said the Great Reset's here. Like, let's get that clip ready next segment for the UN takeover. And they got a bunch of documents. I guess they accidentally didn't redact them. These documents were already public. But they got a bunch of documents, 30-something pages, about Chinese troops coming in to learn the secrets of the Canadian military. The Canadian military secretly blocked it, and Trudeau threw a temper tantrum because he's a Chi-Com globalist. That's all coming up next segment. And it ties into Swallowswell and ties into Hunter Biden. In fact, get that Hunter Biden clip with him. I met with the top Chinese spy chief. I'm under criminal investigation. My daddy. My poppy. So, Ezra Levant joining us next segment. Let's just play a few of these clips, though. They all go together. This is a New York lawmaker introduces bill to make vaccine mandatory. Of course, they're not going to take it, so there's always loopholes. Where if you have an allergy or illness or whatever, you don't have to. But they won't tell the public that. It's all about fraud upon fraud. Violates the Nuremberg Code, Geneva Convention, you name it. And then let's play the clip of Carrie Mullis, the PCR inventor, who right before all this started said Fauci was a fraud and they shouldn't be getting ready to use it. And then he mysteriously died. Another big whistleblower just died. Who said she would never commit suicide to expose Big Pharma and the vaccines. But let's play the local newscast, and then let's play this inventor of PCR test.
We've all been waiting for a vaccine because that is part of the solution to moving our lives ahead.
And State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal of the Upper West Side has introduced a bill requiring most New Yorkers get a COVID-19 vaccine. She says if at least 70% of the population does not get the vaccine on their own, then it should be mandatory.
Then the State Department of Health would have the ability to say that more people have to get it. And they would set the rules and they would set the structure.
Labor and employment lawyer Helen Rella says your boss could force you to get a COVID-19
vaccine. Okay, so let's stop right there. This is literally tyranny. It's linked to sterilization. This is 1984. This is Nazi Germany. This isn't a drill. It isn't a game. But notice he said, before we can move forward, they're going to keep everything locked down. And then say, oh, sorry, we can't open things because there's still COVID cases, which they make up by turning up the test, and then they never let you go. Then they blame those of us that don't submit to them to why they kept things locked down to vertically integrate with the Great Reset and take over. Here's the inventor of the PCR test that they obviously killed right before all this came out.
What is it? What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything, and I'd say that to his face. Nothing. The man thinks you can take a blood sample and stick it in an electron microscope, and if it's got a virus in there, you'll know it. He doesn't understand electron microscopy, and he doesn't understand medicine, and he should not be in a position like he's in. Most of those guys up there on the top are just total administrative people, and they don't know anything about what's going on the bottom. You know, those guys have got an agenda, which is not what we would like them to have, being that we pay for them to take care of our health in some way. They've got a personal kind of agenda. They make up their own rules as they go. They change them when they want to, and they smugly, like Tony Fauci, does not mind going on television in front of the people that pay his salary and lie directly into the camera. You can't expect the sheep to really respect the best and the brightest. They don't know the difference, really. I mean, I like humans, don't get me wrong, but basically the vast majority of them do not possess the ability to judge who is and who isn't a really good scientist. I mean, that's a problem, that's a main problem actually with science, I'd say, in this century, because science is being judged by people, funding is being done by people who don't understand it. Okay, who do we trust? Fauci? Fauci doesn't know enough to, you know. If Fauci wants to get on television with somebody who knows a little bit about this stuff and debate him, he could easily do it because he's been asked. I mean, I've had a lot of people.
And then we're going to add and pause the clip. I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But we're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves into next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the Second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Worldwide, I am your host, Alex Jones. And the quickening is here. The alignment of the political, cultural, spiritual, economic planets is upon us. Wow, China, China, China. You know, we heard about Trump. He was this Russian agent, and hookers were in St. Petersburg pissing in his face. And none of it was true. It was all fake. It came out. The writer of the dossier, Steele, admitted it was not true. It was all funded by Hillary Clinton and other deep state operatives like George Herbert Walker Bush's son, Jeb Bush. But when it comes to China and the Bidens and the Clintons, my goodness, and Swallowswell and Dianne Feinstein, her main assistant being the Chinese communist agent. And we've got Biden saying every aspect of American life should be run and by the communist Chinese, and his son, we'll play the clip coming up next segment, saying that I met with the head of communist Chinese intelligence, and now the FBI is investigating me and my dad, and you know they gave me billions of dollars. It's all recorded. It's all real. It's all smoking gun, just like the election fraud. And then you add this giant 500-ton cherry. Chinese military sends troops to Canada, PLA training with Canadian forces, documents show. And when the military said they're stealing our secrets and kicked them out or canceled it, Trudeau freaked out. Explosive documents, Canadian Prime Minister requested Chinese troops be stationed in Canada. That is from therebelnews.com. Secret military documents, Trudeau invited Chinese troops to train at Canadian military bases. And the left will spin it, the 30-plus pages of secret documents. They're like, oh, big deal. Oh, really, the military said it was a national security breach. The military said it shouldn't happen. And Trudeau blew up and said, I am the prime minister. You will do what I say. So this is simply incredible. Because they're not just stealing your secrets. They're offering you money. They're buying you off. Every Chinese businessman that's part of the party or under the party, and every member of the Chinese military is an asset, is an agent. In the U.S. military, 99% of people are not a spy, or less. I bet out of 5,000 people in the U.S. military, Air Force, Army, Marines, none of them are spies, okay? Even if you're in PSYOPs, very few are operational in the field, okay? But if you were in Nazi Germany, a lot of you were. Or if you're in an authoritarian Soviet system, a third of your people are. Same thing with the Chi-Com. So Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, a major journalist, who's here to tell you how he got these unredacted documents that no one else ever got, and just what this means and how big this is. I mean, I thought the last thing he broke with Trudeau saying we're in the global reset for the New World Order, the UN will run everything, you know, that was public, but Ezra found it and made it popular.
That's really what's important. And now I thought that was the biggest Trudeau traitorous faux pas. Now this. So Ezra, tell us about the Providence, where this is going. I mean, how they're trying to suppress this with all the other swallows well news, with the sex operative controlling him, the congressman that was always saying Trump was a Russian agent with no proof, and Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and his brother, all under criminal investigation, we now know, which we broke months ago. When the audio tapes came out in the laptop, the media tried to ignore. But this is breaking news in the mainstream. What's the best way to cover this thing?
Sure, Alex. Thanks for having me on. This is the biggest story I've ever covered in my life. I will never have a story this big, this important, this dramatic again. And it's incredible. And it started a year and a half ago when I saw a little snippet reported on a Russian state broadcaster called Sputnik that Canada had sent a delegation to participate in China's Navy 70th anniversary celebration. I thought, why is Canada celebrating the 70th anniversary of the People's Liberation Army Navy? And I don't know if you know this, Alex, but just a few months before that, China grabbed two Canadian civilians off the streets and has held them hostage ever since. So it's gross that a NATO member and a NORAD member like Canada would celebrate the People's Liberation Army celebration at all. But this was just months after China kidnapped two Canadians. So I saw news of this nowhere else other than on this Russian site. I did what's called an access to information request, a freedom of information request. They delayed 19 months, but they finally answered. And yes, they confirmed that Trudeau sent someone to celebrate the Chinese Navy, but that was the least of it, because they sent 34 pages of internal documents that I never actually even asked for. And instead of blacking them out, as secret documents usually are, they only grayed them out. You can read every single word. And I put them up on the internet at thechinafiles.com. You can take a look. But let me just tell you, the craziest thing in there, I did not know any of this, and I like to think I follow the news closely. In 2019, there were not one, not two, not five, not ten, there were 18 exchanges between the Canadian Armed Forces and the People's Liberation Army. 18! Where we were sending our Canadian troops to China, where China was sending their troops here. And you're correct, one of them, the cold weather training at CFB Borden, our Canadian Forces base, Petawawa in Ontario. There's a Canadian Forces base in Ontario, specialist in cold weather warfare. Our Canadian military canceled that. As soon as Trudeau heard that the military canceled that, he raged at them. He sent a memo to them saying, never cancel a partnership with China again without my permission. And on this cancellation, we have to work with you on crafting the language so the Chinese don't lose face. So, yes, we believe that cold weather warfare training was eventually canceled by the military. They got hell for it from Trudeau. But the real news here is that there were 17 other military exchanges, including Chinese one-star and two-star generals coming to Canada to study in our war colleges. If you go to these documents, the most interesting pages are the last two pages. I see you're scrolling them on your screen right now. Go to the last two pages. You'll see a list of all 18 exchanges. I got to throw one more thing at you, Alex. In October of 2019, in the city of Wuhan, maybe you've heard of it, that China held the Military World Games. It's like the Olympics for soldiers. Huge propaganda coup for China. Canada sent nearly 200 Canadian Armed Forces personnel for 9 days to Wuhan. Now, you got your questions about the virus. Let's put those aside. You got the propaganda bonanza for China. Let's put that aside. Why on earth would you send 200 physically fit young men and women, most of them single, for 9 days to China, where they will be wined and dined and wooed Swalwell style? At the very least, China will know a lot more about those 200 soldiers forever. And at most, maybe one or two of them will be turned, extorted, entrapped in a honey trap. Who sends?
Sure, you would never send regular soldiers. You would only send spies to infiltrate them. That's why they always have the joke, James Bond having sex with the other operatives, because both sides are spying. You don't send regular troops into a situation like that.
Well, that's the thing. On the Canadian side, when we were getting these people coming to Canada to study our systems, they're not sending regular GIs. They're sending probably people with photographic memory, people who have studied our systems and are actually just trying to crack our codes and processes and strategies. The crazy thing is we're inviting them in. We're sponsoring them. We're letting them wander around on our military bases without a minder. And this is all from Canada, which is your best friend and ally. What the hell are we doing? So here's the thing. When we canceled the cold weather warfare exercise with China, and this is right there in the documents. This is why these documents are so incredible. 34 pages, unredacted, secret, they're marked secret. Some of them are marked Canadian eyes only. So when our soldiers said, no, no, we got to cancel this military winter warfare training, the prime minister said, why? And so the military said, well, you know, knowledge transfer, and we've had complaints from allies. And you can see this email exchange. You can see this.
Mr. Soviet, stay right there. And I also want to ask, you did a foyer for one thing, got something else. I think it's pretty safe to say this is a rebellion against treason, against Trudeau, that they leaked you classified stuff. That's why it's in gray, because if that ever got classified, they recommended it be blacked out. You were given a secret document. The only areas blacked out, you decided to do so to protect the innocent. This is huge, folks. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, this is 100 times crazier than a Tom Clancy novel. We have the co-author of Tom Clancy, Dr. Keith McKinnon, joining us next hour. This is the real world. And I've been interviewing Ezra Levant for probably 6-7 years. I've known who he is for over a decade. The guy's a great journalist, an amazing person. I sleep good at night knowing he's out there, literally. Now, you know, most guests, I don't have those type of platitudes, but he really kicks ass. To have him say this is the biggest thing he's ever broke, because it exposes all this clandestine training no one knew about, and the military saying we're concerned, and allies are concerned, and Trudeau flipping out like the little globalist he is. I mean, Ezra, when you say this is huge, this is seismic. You were getting to a big point, though, when you got cut off by the break.
No problem. Listen, I want to tell you, you know, in my own way, this was my Bohemian Grove. When you went there and saw with your eyes what you always sensed, then you knew you were on the right track. It confirmed your suspicions. Same thing here. I did not know how pervasive the anti-American nature of our military, of our bureaucracy was, and the pro-China nature. See, we knew that Justin Trudeau, like his father, Pierre Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada a generation ago, we knew he had a soft spot for communist regimes. The Trudeaus loved Castro. Pierre Trudeau went to the Soviet Union on a holiday, said Siberia was the land of the future. So we knew that the Trudeau family had a soft spot for tyranny, but we did not know how deep it went into the bureaucracy. Can I play for you a clip? I sent it to your producer. When Trudeau was running, before he was prime minister, he was asked a question at a fundraiser that he wasn't prepared for. It wasn't scripted. So he actually answered from the heart. He was asked, what country in the world do you most admire? Listen to what he says and his explanation for it. I think you've got the clip. Take a listen.
Here it is.
Of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
Wow, dictatorship. Not the fact that they have hundreds of millions of slaves. And that we've cut our market down and given it to them with one-sided deals. Wow, that is, I forgot that clip. That is a profound statement.
Well, I mean, I admire many things about China, too. I admire their history, their intelligence, their culture, their language, their food. There's many things to admire about China. But what was the one thing he named? Their basic dictatorship. That's the one thing he liked. That's the one thing I hate about them. That's the one thing they love about them. And I thought, well, maybe that was a flourish, an off-script comment. But look at this. I sent you one more clip. This was Trudeau's hand-picked ambassador from Canada to China during the events we've been talking about, the exchanges between the People's Liberation and the Canadian Armed Forces. Listen to Trudeau's ambassador talk about what his marching orders were to China. Take a listen.
In 24 hours of arriving in China, I was invited to present my credentials to President Xi Jinping, and I conveyed to him a message from our Prime Minister that can be summarized in three words, more, 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 or in Mandarin, gung dua, gung dua, gung dua.
So this is a total capitulation to a government that admits they've killed over 100 million of their own people, that does secret experimentation, that has millions in death camps. I mean, there's not stuff, much stuff worse than Hitler or Stalin, but they seem to have found it, and they're in love with it. And this is Trudeau pledging allegiance to it.
And the thing is, I thought, well, maybe these were, just expressions of enthusiasm for public consumption. No, no, no. These 34 pages of unredacted secret military documents show that this is being pushed through the entire foreign affairs apparatus of Canada. And what's so crazy to me is Canada and the United States are the closest friends. We share the world's largest undefended border. Culturally, we're very similar. Historically, very similar. We fought in World War One and Two together. We fought in Korea together. So many friendships, so many commonalities. You're our greatest friend and ally. And frankly, your military has subsidized our way of life because you defend the entire continent. And for to watch these bureaucrats suck up to China and disparage the Trump administration, because when the general, the chief of the defense staff in Canada, said he wanted to cancel this winter warfare training, the prime minister's office and his staff said, who was it who ratted this out? Who objected? And the army said, well, our allies, sir. Who was it? Was it Trump? Because it was as if Trudeau was saying, if the Australians or the New Zealanders or the Brits objected, okay, fine. But they specifically call out, quote, the Trump administration. It's, and I say to you, Alex, every letter sent by the prime minister's side in this internal battle could have been written by the Chinese foreign ministry. It was so anti-American and pro-China.
We know what happens. The globalists use communist China as a base. They give them most favored status. They set it up where they can operate however they want so that no one can compete with them. They put environmental rules on us, including Canadians, where we can't compete, so all our jobs go there. And then the bureaucrats sit there and basically sell us out even further for money and for funding. And now they're Great Reset. China's open for business, but Canada, the U.S., Europe isn't. And then they're saying, oh, the Great Reset with the Vatican. Well, now I'll give you universal guaranteed incomes. This is siege. We're economically shut down. China's open for business. The left is all invested in China. Their takeover is very clear. The CFR admits all of this. The Council on Foreign Relations admits it's the Chinese century. That's the jewel in the crown of world government. Here's Trudeau a few months ago talking about the Great Reset.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Which are all buzzwords for power grab, central government, shut us down, leave China open. Ezra, incredible. This story I know has gone mega viral. Where do you think it goes from here?
Well, I mean, that's the crazy thing. I listened to a press conference on Parliament Hill in Canada today where the conservative leader of the opposition said, I'm going to have a press conference to talk about these documents. So all the mainstream media were there. You had the CBC state broadcaster. You had the big wire services. Six questions and follow-ups were asked. Not one were about these documents. We have published these documents for the world to see. I invite any media to use them. There's a wealth of material in there that would take weeks to unpack. Not one question, because the media party, as I call it, is absolutely in sync with the political, industrial, military, security complex. And they, I mean, you would think the word secret would make them curious. And this was a press conference specifically about the documents. Not one question about the documents. It's like it never happened, but I promise you it did. Let me throw one more thing at you.
Hold on, we got to go to break. Tell us this on the other side.
Okay.
Plus, I would expect this is already so big in the U.S. media. Trump's going to cover it. Throw us to the next big thing we're going to cover. Ezra Levant is our guest. Read the exclusive documents and information on his extremely important website, rebelnews.com. It's right there on the front page, rebelnews.com. We, of course, have it all linked up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Stay with us.
The Global
globalists have always been at war with the family and small businesses. They want control. They want domesticated slaves. That's the process that is taking place right now. And when you shop at the big box stores and when you shop with Amazon, remember that they are creating monopolies and they are the globalists that are pushing the lockdowns, gun control, abortion, world government, all of it. If you want to do that, go ahead and shop there. But if you'll shop at InfoWars, where we have thousands of products made right here in America with our warehouses and our crew, it's incredible and it changes the whole world. So do your shopping if you want to fund the InfoWar and if you want to stop the globalists at InfoWarsStore.com and tell others do their shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We have amazing products. We can get everything delivered to you by Christmas if you order by the 18th. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for thinking through what you do and where you spend your money and do your shopping and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again.
Ezra Levant is our guest here today. I'm Alex Jones, and he is with Rebel Media. out of Canada and has broken huge news of a whole bunch of secret military operations inside Canada over the years under Trudeau with the communist Chinese, who are incredibly aggressive, taking over Africa, the South China Sea, you name it. And then when Trudeau found out, they got mad, the Canadian military did, saying, hey, we're getting spied on here. Well, he blew up at him. And then, Ezra, let's go back to this and make the other point you got cut off before the break here. Again, here on the Alex Jones Show, people just tuned in. How do you think you got the secret documents? You asked for a FOIA request about Canadian troops going to Wuhan months before the outbreak, and then you get all these secret documents that aren't blacked out. Have you any idea why that happened or what's going on?
You know, I can only speculate. I mean, I suppose the simplest answer is they just made a mistake. But that's an awfully big mistake that a lot of people didn't catch. Another more conspiratorial speculation is that someone inside the government wanted the world to know, and they knew that if they gave these documents to, say, Trudeau's CBC state broadcaster, the documents probably would have been sat on. But by giving it to us, they knew we would publish. Because that's the thing. I asked a very narrow question. Did Canada send a delegation to the 70th anniversary birthday party for the People's Liberation Army Navy? I thought that was a gross thing to celebrate for Canadians, for a NATO country. They could have given me a one-line answer, a one-page answer. But they gave me 34 pages on a whole bunch of related things. I don't even understand how that can happen except on purpose. So I don't know if it was on purpose or by mistake, but the fact is we have the documents. We were given them legally. I didn't steal them. I didn't hack them. I didn't spy for them. I asked for them, and someone on the inside chose not to black them out. You know, Alex, we make over 1,000 FOIA requests, as they're called in the States. They're called something different up here. We make over 1,000 a year. Some of them are trivial. We'll FOIA a local school board about a small issue. And the fact that this one topic, Canada-China military relations, was the out of the 1,000 we do a year, that this is the one that gets over-answered and unredacted, feels like a miracle. Because, I mean, let's say we were investigating a local school board on something and they gave too much away. All right, it's cool, but it doesn't change the world. This can change the world. Why? Because it shows just how deep the pro-China forces are in our Foreign Affairs Department, trying to infect our military. The pro-China deep state is real. You can see it in 34 pages. And let me throw one thing at you. I know you mentioned Stalin earlier, one of the world's worst killers. Well, the New York Times had a reporter named Walter Duranty who covered up Stalin's crimes. He actually won a Pulitzer for it for the New York Times.
He called him Uncle Joe, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He tried to humanize Stalin, and he covered up the crimes. Only later was it revealed. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they might have stripped the Pulitzer in posthumously from him. That cover-up enabled one of the crimes of the century, the crimes against humanity. I would say Stalin committed crimes against humanity. In these 34 pages, we see evidence that the Canadian diplomatic force in China is aware of atrocities. And they cover them up. Let me give you an example. In the western Chinese province of Xinjiang, where the Uyghur Muslim minority is, where there's reportedly a million or more Uyghurs, that's the name of the ethnic group, in concentration camps, slave labor camps, making your Nikes and your Adidas or whatever. The police there use an app on your smartphone to track everything, including your movements. And in these documents, in these 34-page documents, which you can see at thechinafiles.com, you have all the reports that our embassy in Beijing knows about this, including that they've personally observed this smartphone app at police checkpoints in Xinjiang. But like Walter Duranty, they're covering it up. The only reason we know that is because they failed to black it out. They just grayed it out. Page after page, you see Chinese human rights atrocities blacked out, except for they weren't blacked out. They were grayed out. So why is it that we are the Walter Durantys of 2020? Why is it that we're covering for Xi Jinping?
Well, you're absolutely right. And now, Apple helps run the worst death camps, gets components from it, and they're lobbying against bills that would just repudiate slave labor and make it be listed that, hey, this didn't come from a Uyghur slave camp or a Christian or a Buddhist slave camp. And then we have the left just absolutely trying to cover this up. The Washington Post saying they hope Xi Jinping, quote, destroys President Trump. This is a China, a communist file. You've heard of Anglophiles. You've heard of Frankenphiles. You've heard of pedophiles. You mean somebody likes something. This is a commie Chi-Com file, disgusting movement. And now Amazon, all these big corporations are bringing in the AI surveillance systems of their factories used against the Uyghurs. I mean, this is just incredible. An alliance of big tech with Mordor.
Well, that's true. What's fascinating to me is it's obvious that in Canada, and I'm sure it's the same for countries around the world, we know it. These half-redacted, these grayed-out, not blacked-out documents show the human rights abuses that we know about, but the fact that they're grayed out shows you what they wanted to black out, right? It's almost like they're directing your attention to the interesting parts. So why would they seek to redact human rights atrocities? Again, that's something China's forming.
Yeah, they're showing you what I'm sure what happened is they gave you a blacked out copy and somebody got rebellious in the computer program and removed it. So they've got people trying to kick Joe Rogan off because he has free speech at Spotify, deleting my interview with him and sabotage. And so those are bad guys. But I think there's good guys, obviously, inside as well.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that comes through again and again is how important Canada's Foreign Affairs Department believes helping Xi Jinping save face is. That's really what underlies all their attacks on the Canadian Armed Forces. That they didn't want China to think for a second that we were mad at them, that we were punishing them, that we were engaging in a diplomatic response to them. It's all about saving face for Xi Jinping. It's bizarre. They're obsessed with it. And like I say, when
let's be clear. I mean, the left wants to say, you know, that being a white man is bad. And YouTube says all white men will be suppressed on our platform and all this. But meanwhile, they run death camps in China. And again, it's just worshiping the tyranny. It's not just covering up for it. It's worshiping it.
Yeah, I find it incredible. And the irony is they're on to something. China does believe in saving face culturally, but any dictatorship has to. As soon as people can laugh at a tyrant, they take away half his power, which is your fear of him. That's why Hong Kong democracy protesters would show Winnie the Pooh, because Xi Jinping looks a little bit like the cartoon Winnie the Pooh. So if you're laughing at the tyrant, you're rebelling against him. You're showing you're not afraid of him. I think it was it Orwell or who said every joke is a little revolution.
And well, that's right. In 84, Winston is down there in the cafeteria, and this other guy's making jokes that are witty. Even though he's pro-party, Winston goes, oh, he'll be dead soon because he's funny. They don't want humor.
Well, I think Solzhenitsyn was sent to prison for making a one-liner about Stalin's mustache. So they're onto something when they say you've got to let Xi Jinping save face. You can't embarrass Xi Jinping because culturally it's saving face, but for any tyrant. And ironically, they're pointing in the wrong direction, because what we should learn from that is if you want China to amend its behavior to become more democratic, more free, less tyrannical, less abuses, commit fewer atrocities, then call them out.
That's right. Call them out. Call tyrants out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is an authoritarian revolution happening on the planet. And the globalist robber baron set up Mao Zedong in 49 to set up a controlled society, a laboratory of control. And now, 70 years later, communist China is the model of the planet. We've got this footage we can roll here. Let's play it with audio of inside Amazon factories, inside Amazon shipping centers, where people have to social distance and AI robots watch them. This is the control already tested in China, now being brought here with their alliance with big tech.
That's a new shit. They got a TV. That shit. Oh, we was like too close. Oh, too close for comfort. That may be showing like when people 6 feet apart and shit, they gonna take a picture and make me get in trouble.
So it's all about how you're guilty, how you're bad, how robots are replacing you, or how they're turning you into a robot. Well, one way to become aware of what's happening and how these smartphones are really spy devices that surveil you and track you for hackers, government, UN contact tracers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Clintons, is privacy pockets. Now, this is a high-quality Faraday cage. People sell the same unit we private labeled for $29.95. We're selling it for $19.95. They cost us $11 a pouch because they're high-end, they're high-quality, and they have a 99% rate of not letting you be tracked, unlike others that are about 90%. And if you're right under a cell tower, it can still beam through it and still track where you're at. But that's the way to put your phone away, to have less screen time, to be aware of how you're being tracked. This is the best stocking stuffer, the best Christmas present. We've got it in four different colors, blue, green, red, and black. They've been sold out for months. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. See 100% reviews. We've tested a lot of other ones out that aren't as good. They're still pretty good, but these are the best we found, and they're pretty low price. We've had like $40 ones that cost us like $20 to buy that didn't even work as well. So those are at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the 60% off and free shipping, double Patriot points, and if you get your orders in by the 18th, you will get it before Christmas here in the United States. So take advantage of the big Christmas mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. We're funded by you, not by Bill Gates, not by the New World Order, not by Xi Jinping. Getting back to Ezra Levant, final segment we have with him, I want to play this clip one more time and then give you the floor to add any other key points or addendums of where this huge story of all these secret communist Chinese drills in Canada, and then finally the military saying no, and you know, your globalist prime minister getting angry with that clip of him a few years ago saying, I admire communist China the most, in a TV show, just incredible, because they have a basic dictatorship and do the best job. I mean, this is just an incredible admission of these authoritarians. Here it is.
Of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
You notice that's Pretty Boy Trudeau with a bunch of women. Stockholm Syndrome. And not putting women down, but statistics show they'll go into dictatorship a lot quicker. Men will just go off and party and do nothing and not stand up, I guess, in the modern system. But Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, this is so huge. This is so seismic. That's a few years ago. Now here we see he's basically a client of communist China living out what he actually said he did. I think he should. But this is enough to have him raided. This is enough to have his files checked. I bet you he's getting some money from some Chinese front companies, just like the big voting machine companies are in the case of Smartmatic and the case, of course, of Dominion. What do you think?
Well, there's actually no need for an investigation. We already know the facts about that. There are a bunch of groups around Justin Trudeau that are not formally his political party, but they're associated with him. There's the Trudeau Foundation. There's his sort of in-house think tank called Canada 2020. And they take massive donations directly from China. For example, Huawei, the monster tech company that wants to build 5G around the world. They're a major, major donor to Canada 2020, Trudeau's in-house think tank. So he's not even hiding it. Other donors, giving six figures plus, to take at fundraisers for Trudeau. He is absolutely up to his eyeballs in it. And the trouble is, you show the news, like we revealed these 34 pages for the whole world to see. And like I mentioned this morning, there was a press conference on Parliament Hill about these documents. Six journalists in a row, none of them cared because either they like China or they just support whoever is against the West, or they like Trudeau, or just as likely, their own media companies are compromised in some way. You know, there's nothing cheaper to buy off than a journalist in the year 2020. Media companies are broke. And who has all the cash? China. So, I mean, why do you think media companies would be less susceptible to Chinese cash and honey traps than any other industry?
And why do they have all the cash? They've closed a few months, have been open. We're supposedly never going to reopen. And these same China-centric politicians tell us, China did a great job. You'll never be open until you give us martial law. I mean, this is really, you can see the psyop is right there.
Who are the biggest boosters of the lockdowns in the West, aside from the public health officers who are enjoying their moment of fame, Dr. Fauci, etc.? It's the media. The media who put on their masks when they're on camera, the second they think they're off camera, they throw the mask away and say, I'm not pretending. The people who go to the fancy restaurants with Gavin Newsom, the people who get their hair done with Nancy Pelosi, but then when the lights and camera on, they want to lock down for the rest of us. So my point is, the media are the least skeptical about China, and they're really the enforcers of the pandemic lockdown, even though they themselves have never lost a day's work.
And they're the ones pushing censorship of the independent media because they can't survive if we're still there. In closing, is it not positive, though, that Swallowswell and Biden and his son and his brother are under criminal investigation, and more of this is coming out? I mean, that's a good sign. All these states have joined at the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's taken the case about this illegal ballots. I mean, this is a crazy time.
It's true, and I like the fact that you're taking a glass-half-full approach, because the world is full of bad news, and you have pointed out some glimmers of hope. But wouldn't it have been nice to have known many of these things, including about Hunter Biden, before the election? As you point out, the big tech companies censored it. But we'll keep fighting up here, and I know you'll keep fighting down there.
All right, Ezra, what else do you have cooking in the last 60 seconds at Rebel Media? I mean, you've always got huge stuff. Give us a little prelude to what you might have come out next.
Well, you know, we've started a civil liberties project in Canada, Australia, and the UK for people who have been given outrageous lockdown fines. It's a program called FightTheFines.com. We're actually offering free lawyers to the first 1,000 people that have lockdown fines. We've hired a bunch of lawyers. We're doing a civil liberties fight. That's our big project next, Alex.
Well, I mean, I'm not just saying this. I admire you because you take so much action. You get so much results because you actually do it. And I just, so does Project Veritas, but I think you're like the Veritas of Canada, but you also affect the rest of the world. So, Ezra, please, anytime you've got news, you know, we called you, you're ready to come on. A lot of times you've got too much going on. I get it, but anytime you want to get to this audience and tell people about what's going on, please reach out to us. We really, really appreciate you. You've got a lot of websites. What's the best one? What's the mothership for folks to visit? Rebel Media?
Rebelnews.com. Rebelnews.com. And you can find out all we're up to. And you can obviously read these secret documents there, too. So thanks for the opportunity to talk to your people, Alex.
Ezra, we love you. Godspeed. Okay. Next hour, former head of psychological operations for the State Department, the CIA, Dr. Steve Pachinik will join us on the election and a lot more. You do not want to miss that. I will just say this right now. I sleep great knowing that Ezra Levant's out there, and I sleep great knowing OAN's out there, and Newsmax, and Right Side, and just everybody. But InfoWars is the tip of the spear. We are the enemy's main threat because we have the largest audience of you badasses. Okay? So it's you they hate. Okay? I mean, hell, I'm not even that important. It's all these guests, as you just heard. So remember that they are working around the clock. You know to tune into a local radio station or TV station or InfoWars.com. But I run to people all the time. I used to love you. I wish you were still on air. I heard you're off air because I'm not on Facebook or YouTube. I'm like, no, I'm at Band Video. Really? You're still on air? I mean, I can't go to the grocery store or a restaurant, and it gets tears in my eyes because I look at these people, old ladies, young men, black, white. I go, hey, you're habituated to going to Facebook and Twitter. They're like, what's habituated? You know, you have a habit. Because I'm not in your feed doesn't mean that I'm not there. Infowars.com, band.video. And a lot of folks get that. But it's not about, oh, I want the biggest show on the traffic. I want to beat this deal. They wanted us off the air because we've got the globalist number. So, whatever you do for yourself and your family this Christmas, or Hanukkah, or whatever the hell you want to call it, you better do this. You better spread the word about whatever you think the best news organization is, standing up for your freedom and all our freedom collectively. And I believe InfoWars.com is that site. But whatever you do, don't stay silent, because your word of mouth is king. Hour number 3, 2 minutes ahead. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
So he did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.